All right, so we are continuing. We actually, last week, and again, I apologize, everything is posted on the WhatsApp chat. So last week we spoke a little bit about... electricity and the prohibition of using electricity, and the machlokes about what exactly is the issue with electricity. So if you remember, we had a three-way machlokes over here. So the first opinion brought down was the opinion of Rav Kook and Rav Uziel that use of electricity is mamish havara, that they consider the use of electricity ultimately like kindling a fire. And the logic, what was the logic behind that? The logic behind that was that havara doesn't necessarily have to merely mean a what? A fire. Rather, or I should say, the definition of fire doesn't just have to be what we usually think about as fire, but rather fire is any entity that is capable of affecting comprehensive and cathartic change. So just like when you light a fire, that fire goes ahead and affects comprehensive cathartic change. So too, when a person goes out and turns on electricity, that also affects a comprehensive cathartic change as well. So that does Rav Kook, Rav Uziel. The Chazan Ish, that use of electricity is bona, is building. And then the third opinion, so this is, I think, where we left off on page 15, Uladas Rabim, and again, I apologize, I was saying hopefully our copy machine will get hooked up in the next day or so, but right now it's on the WhatsApp chat. Uladas Rabim, hafalas machshirim chashmaliyim, she'in boim chut lahat, ve'inam mevatsim melacha, b'lamates melachos, asura medivre chachamim, mishum shimaisa shel chol. Third opinion says, it's not havara. Why is it not havara? Because there's no flame that's there. It's not really bona, right? Because what exactly is it that you're building? So what is it? It's over the chol, weekday activity. So again, because it resembles, and we spoke about this last week a little bit, over the chol is kind of like one of those catch-all categories. You know, what's included in over the chol? Weekday activity. So what's weekday activity? A little bit amorphous, a little bit ambiguous. We're actually going to study that together. Now he goes on, he says, "Aval isra mei Torah in baza, hoil ve'in eshu akshem." But according to this third approach, there is no isra da'oraisa by electricity, since ultimately, again, there is no flame. There's no flame that's there, therefore no electricity. "Aval isra mei Torah," he says, "vegam ein bahad lakasam isra bona, ki lo shayach lahagdir ma'agal chashmali kekli." And further, so again, this third opinion sounds like this. You can't call electricity havara. Why? Because you're not actually lighting a flame. That's number one. You can't call it bona. Why? Because we'll say, because interestingly enough, in order for something to be subject to bona, it has to be one of two things. It has to be a kli. Really, it has to be a kli. It has to be a utensil. So electricity is not, use of electricity is not binyan. It's not building, right? It's not a kli. So because it's not a kli, therefore, again, it can't be binyan either. So this is the position of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Rav Eliezer of Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer. So this is our three-way machlokes about the use of electricity. So again, Rav Kook and Rav Uziel, it's havar, it's kindling. The Chazan Ish, it's bona. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, it is uvdo dechol. Okay, so now we'll say, so what do you do with this? So look what he writes at the bottom of page 15. Lemaisa yeshlochus ladea hasoveres shafala chashmolis asura meatora. He says, in reality, we have to conduct ourselves in a way that we essentially are choshesh for the opinion that it's an ish d'oraisa. So essentially what we have over here is a suffix. Is this an Isra D'oraisa? Is it an Isra D'Rabbanon? So again, because you're dealing with a Safek Isra D'oraisa, you have to go L'chumra. You essentially have to be stringent, and therefore you have to treat electricity as if it is an Isra D'oraisa. Now here's what's interesting. So we're going to treat electricity like it's an Isra D'oraisa. On the other hand, we recognize there are these other opinions. Right? There are these other opinions. So because there are these other opinions, when you have other factors to allow you to be mekel, when there are other reasons to be mekel, so this is interesting, that halacha l'maisa, so we find this a lot in halacha, where sometimes you could paskin, right, in a machmir way for something, but then yet when you have an extenuating circumstance, you could paskin l'kula, when you also include other factors into that. So now that I know that, so practically we'll treat electricity like it's fire. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, it's going to be asr midaraisa. But practically, when there is an extenuating circumstance, so if we can include other potential factors, then we could potentially be makel on cases of electricity as well. Now, if you take a look, at... Mishkan.
The Mishkan was done to heat up for the
dyes. For the herbs, yeah.
So, didn't we say about my mind when we said that that if you do it in the field, it's only halachically a problem if you do it in the field, because that was the malacha. Malacha was done to. So, electricity, and I don't tend to know the way that electricity works, that's a switch that goes on, but the way that electricity works, yes, there's a little fire to create it, but it's not. It's not the purpose of whatever you're doing, it to power something. You're not doing it to cook. You're not doing it to. Sorry, what's that? The jealousy answer.
Guys are here to drop off cabinets right here. I guess they came from New Jersey. Are
they cabinets? Where they are in Kodesh.
Maybe that's where they're dropping off. He said, can you show me a picture of this room?
Ask him if it's the Ark. If it's the Ark, they could even just begin to put it in here now.
Just put it in?
Where do they want to put it?
They want to bring it in here.
All right, Kevin, give me literally one second.
Sorry.